1 week ago in front of the San Francisco Immigration Court on Montgomery Street, ICE agents in plain clothes stepped out of an unmarked van and, after waiting outside of the courtrooms, left with four immigrants in handcuffs. Today, a man walks out of the same building with his three children. They're not in cuffs, but they aren't free either. This year, President Donald Trump signed 8 executive orders addressing immigration. Half claim to be protecting American citizens from what they call criminal aliens, foreign terrorists, and invasion. But Gilberto Nicolás González, an immigration attorney for La Raza Community Resource Center, says most immigrants affected by these orders aren't dangerous. They're scared.
They're really just people like you and me, trying to make a better life for themselves, for their families, and live joyfully.
In a Mexican restaurant, a man sweeps the floor. He's short, keeps his head down. He's undocumented and asks to remain anonymous. He came from Mexico 3 years ago to work until he could return and buy a house and a plot of land. He left his whole family behind, his wife, 4-year-old daughter, and son, who turned 13 3 days ago. He says he's missed too much of their childhood. But if he's detained or deported, all that sacrifice will have been for nothing. He says the fear is, all of a sudden they grab me, and what about my dreams? These executive orders have created an atmosphere of panic and paranoia for people and their families.
No sabes que al salir de tu casa no sabes si vas a regresar. Y ese es el miedo que vive uno día a día.
He says, as an immigrant, you don't know when you leave your house if you're ever going to come back. And that's the fear you have to live with day to day. For the Hearst Journalism Awards, I'm Julia Bobach.